Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Trum ist Perik, Yud, Mishnah, Vav. Mishoy lechavile Siltan. This person had these bundles of Siltan, or Tiltan as some pronounce it, Beklayaker. In other words, it was planted close to grapes, close to a grapevine. After it grew, he made chavolim out of it, he made bundles out of it. When something is planted too close to a kerem, it's asur b'hana, and it requires to be burnt. You have to burn it. That's learned from the pasuk. Le'sizra karmecha kilayim pen tigdash hamalei chazal dashin tigdash hamilashin of tukat esh. Should be burnt in the fire. Now, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, the isur hana and the obligation to burn klaya kerem is not just by the peiros, or the seeds that are edible, that are royally achila. But this Isser, unlike Truma and Maaser Sheni, this Isser applies even to the stalks. The sticks and the stalks, even to the wood. So if you had bundles of Tiltan, of Klai Kerem, you have to burn everything. The Zroim, the Gevoilim, everything. So Zakta Mishnah, Mishoy Lechavilei Tiltan, he had bundles of this Tiltan, but Klai Kerem, that were planted too close to a Klai Kerem. It grew, he made bundles out of it. Yedaleku, he's Mechuyev to burn everything. Stalk, the wood, the peiri, the seeds, everything. It's all Aser Bana. But, Hoylechavili Tiltan Shel Tevel, if he had bundles of Tiltan of Tevel, meaning to say he tied it up in bundles, but he didn't separate Trumas and Maisers yet. So we instruct him to do as follows. Koisesh, bang them. You're like the Hashana, the Hashana Rabba, bang them. Why would I want to do that? So that the seeds pop out. Then look how many seeds you have, or how much. You're not actually counting them. And separate what you think is truma. Remember, we separate truma by estimating the amount of truma. So again, hoylech avilei tiltan shel tevel. He had these bundles of tiltan. Here he had already tied them up, and no truma simaises were taken from it. Kaitesh. He should bang the sticks in order so that the zera should pop out. Now that the zera has been separated, umachashiv kama zera yeshbehem, estimate how much zera I have, umafresh, and separate truma based on the zera, umafresh as hazera. But what about truma from the wood part? Ve'einoit tzarech lahafresh as ha'etz, says the Mishnah. Yeah, but you have the taste of the fruit in the wood, or at least it's similar to the taste of the peri. It may be similar to the taste of the peri, but it's still not royal achilas adam. No one sits down to eat the wood of this. And that's why it's not chayiv in truma. However, if Hifrish, if he did separate truma from the Tiltan, when it was in the bundle altogether, he didn't first bang out the seeds, Lo Yoimer, he should not say, well, Echtosh, I'll bang it out now. The Etel is Eitz, and I'll take the wood for myself. The Etein is Hazer, and I'll only give the seeds to the Kain. That you can't do. In other words, we don't mind if you bang out the seeds and give truma just on the seeds. But once you already took truma, even from the stalk, you have to give it to the Kayin. Elenoisin, you have to give it to the Kayin. Ha'etz, imazera, both the wood and the seed. Once you acquire Shem Truma on it, you have to give it to the Kayin. Now what happens when you give it to the Kayin? So look in the Tosfos Yom Tov, he says it doesn't really have Kedushas Truma. It's just that there's a din, you have to give it to the Kayin. So once again, someone has bundles of this Tiltan, this fenugreek spice, but it was planted too close to a Klai Kerem, you have to burn it. If it was Tevel, he didn't take off any Trumas and Maisris, so we instruct him to do as follows. Bang out the seeds. Then separate the Zera based on the seeds. Estimate how much Truma you have to give, because Truma is an estimation, and you're not Mechuyev to take Truma from the stick part. But if Lemaisa, you did separate Truma from the whole thing, you have to give both the seeds and the stalk to the Kain.